This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Let's face it, there are times in the garden when it doesn't look all that hot. Transitions from spring to summer and summer to fall can be, well, less than lovely. There is a solution, the silver foliage plants. They not only add continuous interest in those transition periods between seasons, but also offer transitions between colors and textures of other plants. They're stunning in a moonlight garden as they tend to glow. Artemisia, sometimes referred to as wormwood, tops my list. I had the cultivar Silver Mound for years, which my mom had to touch every time she came over. Its thin, silvery green leaves are very fine textured and soft to the touch. It's a great border plant that does need pruning or it will gape open late in the season. Silver Mound is hardy to zone 3. From fine textured to thicker leafed is Dusty Miller. For the most part, Dusty Miller is an annual in the upper Midwest, but it's supposed to be tolerant to zone 5, so a few of you might be able to squeeze it in. This little foot-tall plant will bloom, but don't grow it for that. In fact, after it's bloomed, give it a good hard pruning and Dusty Miller will come back. The leaves feel like felt. It's a great plant to break up color and offer something to look at in those in-between times. The genus Artemisia includes over 200 different varieties, most of which have been used for medicinal purposes. There's one that's not silver but is mighty tasty and used in a lot of French cooking. You would know it as tarragon. I had this stuff in another place I lived and you can't get rid of it. It smells like anise or licorice and is fantastic with chicken. I know it has nothing to do with silver foliage, but it's such a great herb, I had to mention it. A derivative of Artemisia is used to treat malaria. I'll have lots more information on GardenBite.com, and pictures too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.